While Search still plans to build a new hospital in the next 5 years on the Mount Edgecombe Medical Center campus, it now wants to include renovating the Sitka Community Hospital building in that project. Search wants the space to expand its long-term care and outpatient behavioral health clinics and add staff offices. Search Chief Medical Officer Dr. Elliot Brule told the Assembly at a special meeting on December 1st that renovating Sitka Community Hospital would take a lot of work and millions of dollars due to a great deal of deferred maintenance on the building.
I realize that a detailed evaluation of that is not completed, but it's really clear to our maintenance folks that it's going to require a substantial investment. And we certainly are willing to do that if the property is a property that we own.
Search acquired the hospital in 2019, but the city still owns the property. The consortium leases the building, which houses long-term and urgent care. They first floated the idea of buying the property in October. Most assembly members were on board with selling the hospital, and a motion was made to direct city staff to move forward with the sale process. Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss said he was relieved that Search had expressed interest in the property.
The sale alleviates one of my large concerns I had when Search acquired the assets of Sitka Community Hospital. And that was, what are we going to do with an empty building at the end of 5 years when the lease is up? The building is very specifically built. It doesn't lend itself well to many other uses without a substantial cost in remodel. To open up these discussions to me, I'm very excited about.
But member Valerie Nelson thought there could be other options for the building. She said before they made the decision to sell, she wanted staff to conduct a feasibility study to see if it could be retooled as a space for the Sitka Police Department, which many say is in need of a newer modern building.
It seems to me some people have been told it's just too cost prohibitive to retool. But I worked for the company that built the hospital in 1984, I believe, maybe 1985. And I think it is very adaptable to suit the needs of what we may be looking for a police department, and could also be used in conjunction with long-term care facility.
During public comment, three Sitkans spoke, all with reservations about the potential sale. Sandra Rudd lives next to the hospital on Halibut Point Road and was concerned the assembly might push to sell the property without seeking a competitive bid first.
Everybody seems to think that it's restricted to medical use. That's just not the case. There could be, possibly, a whole lot of good ideas of how to use that property if it was put out to a competitive bid.
Member Rebecca Hemshoot suggested the assembly consider a first right of refusal. Should Search ever decide to sell the property, the city would have first dibs. And she proposed an amendment to the original motion to explore long-term leasing as an option.
Search is needing to renovate the building, and you can borrow against a long-term lease to do that. And maybe in the long term, that is better for them. I don't know what they want, but this would give room to negotiate between a sale or a long-term lease, which might be a non-starter. Maybe they're not interested, but let's not rule it out. And I think in some ways it serves us better in that we maintain control of the property and they still have the option to do the renovations they need without necessarily having to commit to owning the building.
The amendment failed to muster the necessary votes, failing 2-4 with members Hemshoot and Nelson voting for it. The vote to direct staff to begin the sale process of the Sitka Community Hospital building passed 5-1, with member Valerie Nelson opposed. The vote only started the multi-step sale process. The assembly ultimately could put the property out for a competitive bid or seek a waiver to sell directly to Search without competition. And the assembly can also take the sale of the property to an advisory vote of the public. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.